This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Ministry today said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by the country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the markets, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interest, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. He said the India-US partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges.
India and the United States share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. This partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges. We remain focused on the substantive agenda that the two countries have committed to and are confident that the relationship will continue to move forward.
We now go live to the Minister of Information and Broadcasting's briefing where the winners of the 71st National Film Awards are being announced.
Creative, authenticity and immersion. The best music direction goes to the first film. Title of the film itself is the first film. The language is Hindi. Music director is Pranil Desai. The citation goes like this. The use of music was playfully done to enhance the mood and evoke the emotions of the characters. Delightful use of tabla to evoke timeless emotions rooted in tradition. The best editing goes to the film Moving Focus. Language is English. Editor is Neeladri Rai. Citation goes like this. For its seamless portrayal of Gautam Ghosh's expansive cinematic journey with clarity and rhythm. The best sound design goes to Dundagiri Ki Pool, Flower in a Fog Light. The language is Hindi. Sound designer is Shaburan Sengupta. Citation.
Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. While the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was first adjourned till 2 p.m. before being finally adjourned for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his statement on the Indian economy. He said Mr. Gandhi is again and again giving anti-India statements, which is not right. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi's statement was even condemned by several opposition leaders. He also criticised opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. In a significant development, the geographical indication of GI tag for the traditional Kolhapuri chappals has been officially confirmed, which belong to two government agencies, the Sant Rohidas Leather Industries and the Charmakar Development Corporation Limited, LIDCOM, in Maharashtra, and the Dr. Babu Jagjivan Ram Leather Industries Development Corporation Limited in Karnataka. This comes after Italian fashion brand Prada featured leather sandals resembling Kolhapuri chappals in its summer collection. In cricket, hosts England were 109 for 1 at lunch in the first innings against India on day 2 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. Earlier, India were all out for 224 in the first innings this afternoon. In badminton, second seed Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's singles semi-finals of the Macau Open after defeating Zhu Xuan Chen of China today. He will next take on fifth seed Indonesian Alvi Farhan for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.